I was actually challenged yesterday. I was at the Natural Products Show in Olympia in London, and I met Robert Verkerk, who's a name you might have come across, because he spearheads the Alliance for Natural Health, which is the, I suppose, the lobbying group that's endeavouring to stop the undermining of our right to use, well, good food and good health at will, and all these regulations around herbs. And he was a bit disappointed to see that I had shoes on, but I suspect in Olympia it will be a health and safety infringement to go barefoot, as I'm sure it is if you went to a supermarket barefoot. The corporates don't like that sort of thing. It's a major challenge to their psyche, I think, to see somebody barefooted.
Here's something for you then. I was at a show last week in Glastonbury doing readings, and I was next to a store of people who are dealing with earth energy products. So I said, okay, what's your, you know, read your books, looked at your amulets, all that. But they gave me one really useful concept. They said, do you have any old shoes from your father or grandfather? I said, actually, yeah, I do. What about it? And they said, what's the soles made of? And I said, nailed leather. And they went, what are soles made of today? And I went, oh, yeah, rubber. And she said, but look, when people used to go barefoot or in organic substance on the ground, the chi energy coming up through the ground, through the feet, into the body was much greater. Now there's synthetic, and people are getting much more detached from the earth. So that's just what
they're insulated, aren't they? Insulated from it.
Well, yeah. So this idea of going barefoot on the earth, whether it's at a green festival or through the concept of barefoot broadcasting, I kind of like it.